Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Halas Hall. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer. And Tom, disappointing loss to Green Bay, but the Bears have to move on. What's the key to rebounding?
You have to understand and be critical of your performance. That's how you get better. You have to understand if you're watching tape and you just got beat by an opponent, what can I do in the next week in preparation fundamentally and mentally to be a better football team? And I think that's one of the great things the coaches have been able to do all season is either get injured players ready or rebound from a poor performance. You saw what they were able to do in San Francisco after the Buffalo game, and that's the same expectations you should have of them going into Carolina.
The one thing that I would like to see the Bears do better is rush the passer. They got virtually no pressure on Aaron Rodgers. Cam Newton is not Aaron Rodgers, but he can still beat you if you don't get to him. How do they get to Cam Newton?
You got to keep him confused at the line of scrimmage. Cam Newton mentally is no Aaron Rodgers. So if you keep football players thinking up into the snap of the ball, that's when you really challenge their efficiency and their effectiveness. So again, if you need to bring an alternate blitzer but have more expectations on a certain player in the backfield, whomever it may be, that's what you're going to have to do. You're not going to have to allow him to get into a comfort zone in the pocket, see over the top of everybody and fire the ball efficiently downfield.
I think Carolina's down to their fourth running back. Is there a danger for the Bears there in terms of assuming anything?
Yeah, there is a danger. Don't ever assume that whoever they're playing up next in the running back chain cannot play, because that's what running backs wait for their entire life, is that opportunity, that game, that one start in their life. Tim Smith, Super Bowl, years ago, 200-plus yards. Didn't play much after that, but that one opportunity blew up.
Let's flip it over to the other side of the ball. The Bears' offense has been explosive at times, but in other times not so much. We saw it against Green Bay. We saw it against San Francisco, where they go several possessions without even making a first down, and then all of a sudden they score a ton. What's the key to be more consistent on offense?
You know, that's the developing process of offenses week in and week out. You're going to face a different defense. There's going to be different subtleties. The atmosphere is always going to be changing. So with that being said, you still have to have the consistencies out of the offense that you've had up to this point. Big plays by Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey, the continuous big play development of Martellus Bennett, and then they got Matt involved last week more than they have up until the point, every point in the season. You know, you still have the Dante Rosario starting to come into effect, and the other Josh Morgan and stuff, the other guys are going to have to continue in Kadeem Carey. So with that being said, it's just the continuous process of developing your offense through the entire season. There's never a point that we're going to come in here and say, okay, the offense is a finished product. Never happens.
As a former, not old, former offensive lineman, how happy were you to see Matt Forte do what he did against the Packers, and how important is it going forward to continue to establish the running game like the Bears did against Green Bay?
You know, I've always been a big fan of the offense and defensive line, but I think going into this game, it's probably the biggest game for the offensive line in order for the Bears to succeed. And I know they're missing some players, but man, they have some studs up front that can really create havoc on the inside.
Tom, each week, as you know, fans can reach out to us, send a Twitter question to you. You have to use the hashtag game preview Q. This week's one is from Chris Spells. Wants to know what changes are being made, if any, to make the Bears' defense more effective.
You know, Chris, that's part of the change every week, because there's, like I talked about, the differences in the offenses you'll face, the differences in the quality of those certain players. You're not going to look at the same attack against Aaron Rodgers that you would against Cam Newton, and hopefully the adjustments made this week will be more of an attack-style defensive line. Be more aggressive at the point of attack, and make sure that you put the quarterback into a continuous thinking position before the snap of the ball.
Tom, I'm definitely hoping that happens this week in Carolina. Great stuff as always. He's Thayer, I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.